那明天下午是考试。
And tomorrow is the exam.
那 我知道大家很害怕考试。
And I know you, that you are terrified of exams.
所以呢，因为报名的人见证的够多，所以考试就变成见证会。
Because we have so many people on to testify, we'll convert the exam session into a testimony session.
所以下一次如果见证的人够多，我们都可以这样子。
I think we can do the same thing going forward if we have too many people wanting to testify.
如果大家不想见证主耶稣的恩典，我们只好考试了。
If you do not will to testify the Lord's grace, then you will put under examination.
那我们这个见证会是要来歌颂神，来赞美神，来荣耀神。
The testimony session will sing the Lord's praises, but we'll give him worship and adoration.
所以我们也为那个见证的同龄来祷告。
Therefore, let us pray for our brethren that are about to testify.
让他们可以把主耶稣的荣耀说得清楚。
May they be able to speak clearly the glory of the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们有三位同龄要来这边啊见证。
We have three fellow members who are about to step up to the pulpit to testify.
那我们时间大概只有70分钟。
We have a total of 70 minutes.
所以每个人大约20分钟。
And therefore, we'll allot 20 minutes per person.
所以那个，请问今天敲钟的是哪一位？
Let me ask who is in charge of ringing the bell. Thank you.
那个二十分钟的时候敲一个钟哈。
So at the 20-minute mark on the stopwatch, please ring a bell.
那希望。第一个钟，那第二个钟二十三分钟。
And the second bell overtime is 23 minutes.
那第二个钟就请大家下来了哈。
At the 24th bell, we ask you to kindly step down.
那我把我们请那个郭文珠姐妹。
We invite Sister Kelly Chang from Houston to testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I hereby testify.
通常我听到很多同仁，包括我自己过去做见证，大家都说脚会抖。
Normally, I heard many of our brothers and sisters come up to testify, and they say that the knees shake when they step up here.
很高兴那个 Brother Bruce 跟我说，大家看不见，如果我的脚抖的话。
But I think Brother Bruce will give me the insight that even if my knees shake, people would not see it.
不过呢，我也告诉他，我的脚就算不抖，有一样也是在抖。
But I told him, even my knees don't shake, there is something else shaking in me.
我的肠子在抖。
My bowels are shaking.
所以，如果我讲话有什么，请大家包涵，
so,
因为我的肠子在抖。
If you notice any intonation mishap, please kindly bear with me. I'm shaking from within.
今天我要跟各位弟兄姊妹分享的是我和我家人所经历的神的恩典。跟他奇妙的作为。
This afternoon, I'll share with you the grace and the wondrous acts of God that I and my family experienced.
我记得小的时候，老师要我们写一篇作文，题目是《我的志愿》。
When I was young, one of our teachers told us to make the following essay, "My Wish."
当时在我心里的选择是不是老师就是护士。
And what I wished to be, if it wasn't a teacher, was a nurse.
然而在我成长的过程中，这两个理想却越离越远。
But as I grew up, these two ideals floated farther and farther away from me.
小的时候，我的父亲经营一点小生意。
When I was young, my father had a small business.
长大后，我也朝着生意的方向走。
So after I grew up, I also went into business.
从小跟着父母亲烧香拜佛。
And together with my parents, under their instruction, I offered incense and worship Buddha.
一直到神将我带到美国来
All the time until the Lord led me to the United States.
我进入了护士学校
I entered into nursing school.
在这个之前我完全不知道教会我也不知道什么是基督徒
And before this, I have no idea what a church was like nor what Christianity consisted in.
但进了学校以后学校里的校长老师同学都是基督徒
But after I entered into nursing school, I realized that the dean, my instructors, as well as my classmates were Christians.
他们围绕在我的身边帮助我
They surrounded me, helping me.
现在我回头看
And now looking back,
神的安排是最好的
God's arrangement is the best possible thing there can be.
他将我带回到当初他为我所预备的。
He brought me back to that which he prepared for me.
他知道我走偏了道路。
He knew that I have walked about the land.
他更知道我的需要。
He knew my inner needs.
就像诗篇五零一篇讲的。
That just like Psalm 105 says.
因为他知道什么是最适合我的。
For he knows what is best for me.
他也知道我会从中得到很多的快乐。
And he knows the joys that I will glean from them.
也做护士我真的很快乐。
And as a nurse, I truly enjoy my profession.
这是我第二次参加 NATS.
This is my second time at NATS.
第一次是2011年。
The first time was year 2011.
我本来有打算第二年要继续参加。
Originally, I wanted to go for a second year after my first time.
但是第二年的七月，我的母亲久咳不愈，经过诊断，她得了肺癌。
On July of the next year, very unfortunately, my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer.
那是2012年。
That was year 2012.
在医生的安排下，医生说要马上进行手术，所以八月就动了手术。
According to the recommendation and instruction of the physician, he recommended immediate surgery, which we performed the following month in August.
那手术前呢，病人必须提前一个星期去住院做种种的检查。
Before the operation, the person being operated has to go to the hospital for several checkups.
我母亲入院的那天，我抵达台湾，我陪她办住院手续。
The day my mother went into the hospital, I was in Taiwan together with him, helping her with checking procedures.
一直到手术后回家疗养。
All the way after the surgery, after she went back home for rehabilitation.
医生从我母亲左上肺拿出了一个 4.5 公分的肿瘤。
The doctor extracted from the top left of my mother's lung a 4.5 centimeter wide tumor.
母亲她很坚强。
My mother is strong.
恢复得很好。
And she recovered very well.
之后他也做了化疗。
And after that, she was subject to chemotherapy.
过去他老人家遵循传统。
As a person belonging to a previous generation, she followed the traditions.
逢年过节必定祭拜祖先，烧香拜佛。
Whenever there was festivities or the New Year, she would worship her God and ancestors.
但一直到他被诊断得了肺癌。
But after she was diagnosed with lung cancer,
他领悟了。
She understood something.
过去她所拜的不过是人手所雕刻的。
What she worshipped before was by the craft by men themselves.
感谢神，母亲开始跟我上教会。
Thank God, my mother started to accompany me to church.
她也得让教会里弟兄姊妹的爱心关怀很感动她。
And thank God that the loving care and the affection that the brothers and sisters showed her touched her in the heart.
我也非常非常的感动。
And I'm extremely grateful and touched as well.
因为他们的付出，他们每在医院里，在家里，起码有四天，一个礼拜七天，最少有四天有人去探望。
Because in a week's time, at least 4 days, we will have brothers and sisters come to visit my mother.
那我妈妈跟我爸爸，他们真的是，我爸爸问我，你们基督教是做什么？为什么他们人这么好？
My father asked me, so what are you Christians about? Why is it that these people seem so good?
那甚至他老人家都不好意思说太麻烦他们了，跟他们说不要来了。
And even he felt a little bit too embarrassed that people were helping so much. And he said, you know what, just tell them not to come. It's too much trouble for them.
可是我跟我父母说，你不要阻止他们。
But I told my parents, no, don't impede them.
因为神要他们来做这些事工。
Because God wants them to do this work.
如果他们不来的话，
Were they not to come?
他们觉得心中有愧疚。
Then they will feel indebted to us in their hearts.
所以我父母就没有再拒绝。
Therefore, my parents then welcomed them into our home.
在十一月的时候，我回到美国。
In the month of November, I returned to the United States.
那是我母亲第一次开刀，我请了三个月的假。
And because of my mother's surgery, I took a 3 months leave.
2014年3月
In March of 2014,
我的小弟又通知我
My younger brother called me and told me
妈妈必须做第二次手术
Mom needs a second surgery
因为他的癌细胞转移到脑部。
Because now the cancer cell has spread to the brain.
所以我四月我又回台湾回了三个月。
Therefore, in April of that year, again I spent 3 months in Taiwan.
陪母亲复健。
I was together with my mother as she went through rehabilitation.
七月我又回来美国。
I came back on July.
我回来前，我自己心里知道，妈妈她看起来不是很好。
And even before I flew back, I knew something. I knew that mom didn't look that well.
通常要回来，通常每天早上妈妈都会去一大早起来去做运动。
Normally speaking, my mom wakes up in the morning and then does some exercise.
那天早上我要搭飞机那个早上。
But the morning that I was supposed to take the flight back.
妈妈没有出去运动。
My mom did not go out as usual.
她等着我，等着我那个教会的执事来接我去机场。
She was with me, waiting for one of the deacons of our church to come and give me a ride to the airport.
妈妈跟我说。
And my mother told me.
文主你保重。
May the Lord take care of you.
妈妈要我保重。
My mom wanted me to take care of myself.
我感觉她在跟我说再见。
And I felt as if she were saying goodbye.
可是我没有选择，我一定要回来。
But I had no choice. I had to come back to the United States.
对不起。
Excuse me.
到后来。妈妈在八月，感谢神的恩典，妈妈在八月十号受洗了。
And really thank God by His grace, my mom was baptized on August the 10th.
归入了主的名下，成为神的儿女。
And she was called under the sons and daughters of God.
谢谢你。我爸爸也跟我说，如果你可以回来的话，你回来。
My father also told me, if you have a chance to come back, please do come back.
因为八月十号受洗，到八月十三号又入院了。
Because she was baptized on August the 10th and August the 13th, she was headed to the hospital once again.
医生说她可能这次出不来了。
The doctor said that this might be her last time in the hospital. She would not be able to leave.
所以我再回来，七月回来，我九月我又离开了。
So I came back to the United States on July, and in September, I was back in Taiwan.
当然，医院那个医院不是我开的，我的主管不会允许给我这么多的假。
Of course, the hospital that I work is not owned by me. The hospital doesn't give me that much time to take a leave.
我的主管告诉我，如果你这次一定要走，你要辞职。
My supervisor told me, if you need to leave this time, I'm very sorry, you need to resign.
在我的心里，妈妈跟辞职，我当然知道哪一边是比较重。
And in my heart, having my mom on one side and my job on one side, it was very clear which was the most important.
我跟我的主管说，我辞职。
So I told my supervisor, I present my resignation.
他也告诉我，他看我这么坚定。
And since he noticed that I was so firm in my decision,
他说你回来之前给我电话。
He said, why don't you give me a call before you head back?
我在十月二十号回来美国。
I returned to the United States on October the 10th.
我回来前天晚上，我给了他一个电话。
And the night before I flew back, like he said, I did call him.
因为我在九月二十号的时候，我母亲过世那天，我就有打个电话跟他说，妈妈走了。
I had called my supervisor previously on September the 20th, telling him that my mom had passed away.
所以当我回到美国，我刚刚下了机场，在加州。
So as soon as I came back to the United States, I remained in California.
我们人事部 的员工就打电话告问我，你到美国了没有
？A lot of my colleagues, former colleagues, called me, asking me, "Are you finally back?"
A human resource.
I'm sorry. A human resources department called me saying, "Are you finally back in the United States?"
他问我你可什么时候可以回来上班
？When is the soonest that you can come back to work？
我觉得这一切都是神的恩典。
I feel that all these events that transpired are the grace of God。
神知道我需要这些假期。
God knew that I needed this leave of absence.
神知道他给了我恩典。他也把这个恩典给了我的家人。
God knew the grace that he had bestowed upon me, and he bestowed the same grace to my family.
我非常心中充满了感谢，这个感谢我真的是无法形容。
In my heart, I'm filled with a gratitude that words cannot express.
因为我是在2009年受的洗。
I myself was baptized in year 2009.
那我的小弟他也在去年九月的灵灯布道会，他也受了洗。
As for my younger brother, he was baptized just last year, during our last spiritual convocation.
在树林教会受的洗。
He was baptized in Garden Grove Church.
我虽然心中很伤痛。
Although, yes, I am pained.
因为我知道在地球上我失去了我的母亲。
Because I know that I lost my mother in this world.
但我也没有失去我的母亲。
But at the same time,I did not really lose her.
因为主耶稣的救恩在我母亲身上成全了。
For the Lord's salvation was accomplished in my mother.
我开始将我的生活、我的一切交托给神。
I began to try to entrust my life and all the things in my life to God.
从读经祷告中。
From my Bible reading and my prayers.
日常作息中。
For my daily cultivation.
我学习着凡事带到他的面前来。
I learned to bring everything before him.
因为我们的主耶稣是怜悯施慈爱的主。
Because our Lord is bountiful in mercy and in grace.
他是愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦的主。
He is the Lord that wills for all to be saved and no one person to perish.
因为我看到了他在我身上所做的奇妙的作为。
I have seen with my own eyes his wondrous acts in my own life.
我越读经，我越看到我的不配。
The more I read the Bible, the more I see my unworthiness.
我过去是瞎眼的，一直到神打开了我的眼睛。
Once I was blind until the Lord opened my eyes.
主，神他知道我的需要，他知道我的家人的需要。
The Lord knew my needs and he knew my family's needs.
主耶稣说，他必不会撇下我们为孤儿。
The Lord says that He will not leave us as orphans.
他必再来。
But He will come.
他又说，在旧约说，他说爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
And He says in the Old Testament, "They who love Me, I shall love until hundreds of generations."
我要抓住他的应许。
And I shall hold on to His promise.
因为我知道这。我这一生最幸福的事情就是有主耶稣。
For I know that the greatest bliss I experience in my life is to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的话是信实的。
Because his words are faithful.
永远不变的。
Never changing.
愿一切荣耀、尊贵跟颂赞都归于他的圣名。
May all blessing, glory, honor, and power be unto his holy name. Sister 陈怀英。
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Hallelujah, praise God.
真的，我站在这里，我心情是非常的复杂。
And what I feel now is a conflict of feelings within me.
能在这么神圣的地方为神做这些见证，真的，我觉得我很内心非常的激动。
To testify the Lord's word in such a holy environment indeed causes my heart to feel very special and very complex.
奉主耶稣圣名，以下我简单的为神做三项见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, allow me to share with you three of my testimonies.
第一个见证比较就是简短一点。
But first testimony is a little shorter.
就是我来参加 NATS 之前，我就担心，因为我平时我坐车会晕车，会吐车。
The first testimony is concerned with my propensity to suffer motion sickness even when I ride a car, for example.
到上个星期六的时候，我们去完教会，聚会完之后。
Last Saturday, after we went to church and service ended.
我就跟美恩姐妹跟妈妈她妈妈我们一起去的教会。
And with Sister May Ern and her mother, we all went to church.
我就说怎么办呢？我明天要走就要走了，我又晕车又吐车这八个小时，哎呀，我都不知道后果会是什么样子的。
And I said, well, we need to be on a plane for 6-8 hours tomorrow. I suffer motion sickness. I don't know how much I'm going to throw up. I don't want to even think about it.
感谢神，姐妹信心非常好。她告诉我，我们借着祷告，我们有耶稣。
Thank God this sister's faith is strong, and she encouraged me, saying, don't worry, through prayer, we'll have Jesus Christ.
我说好姐妹，你很热心，请你帮我祷告。我说我回去，我也把这项事情交托在神的手中。
So I thank the sister for her encouragement, and asked her to pray for me in this regard, and I also pray myself at home.
但是按我以往的就是坐车，我晕车半个小时，我就吐得不行了，不能说话，不能吃东西，就是不能说话，不能吃东西，然后看见东西就吐。
And on the car ride, as usual, I couldn't take it. I would look out, or I would vomit. I would eat or drink something. I would vomit.
然后我那天晚上我就祷告，我向神说。
And that night, I prayed to God, saying,
我说神啊，我这八个小时、七八个小时的旅途当中，我肉体的痛苦，求你帮我担当。
Dear Lord, may you carry my physical pain and my physical burden as I go through this car ride.
也正因为我们这样的祷告，神垂听了。
And the Lord, I really heard my prayer.
在来的途中，我不但没有吐，我能吃能喝能睡，以前所有不能的我都能。
And not only the Lord helped me and I did not vomit anymore, but I was able to sleep, to eat and drink things that I could never have done before in a car.
我深知道这个是神给我的恩典。
I know that this is the grace of the Lord.
这里我在这里我向神荣耀神。
And here I would like to give all the glory to our Lord God.
然后我接下来讲的第二个见证是。
This is my second testimony.
在讲见证之前，我跟大家分享一个经节。
But before I share it, allow me to share a Bible verse with you.
诗篇139篇第七节。
Psalm 139 verse 7.
我往哪里去逃避你的灵
？Where, Lord, shall I flee from your spirit？
我往哪里逃？我往哪里逃躲避你的面
？Where shall I go, hiding from your face？
我就因为这个经节，我们真的人在神的面前是赤裸裸的，我们在神的面前是无可逃避的。
Indeed, before God, we are absolutely naked, and nothing can we hide from His presence.
也正因为这些圣经的道理
Because of the teachings of the Bible
使我跟神产生了很大的距离
I saw the distance between God and me grow
我是个迷途的羔羊
I am a lost, confused sheep
我在美国十年当中
In the 10 years I have been in the United States
很多时候就是以各种的借口就是推迟到与神亲近的机会。
I use many pretexts and excuses to avoid the opportunity to draw closer to God.
总是以各种理由，我很忙，没办法参加聚会。
I always say, "Oh, I'm busy. I have too many things to do. I don't have time to go to church."
当我了解这节圣经的时候，我真的到了星期一早上。
When I understood the meaning of these verses, come Monday morning.
祷告的时候。
When I prayed.
我祷告的时候就向神忏悔。
When I prayed, I repented before God.
因为我在圣殿里。
And because I am His holy temple.
我心中就充满了很多罪恶。
And my heart is filled with sin.
当我跪下来祷告的时候。
When I kneel down to pray.
我们在神的面前是空白的。
Before God, we are a clean sheet of paper.
神检查我们内心的。
And God looks into our hearts.
我的一幕一幕一幕都呈现出来。
And all the scenes of my past suddenly came into my mind before my eyes.
当时的祷告
And
then, 我就像演电影一样一幕一幕呈现出来。
In that prayer, it was as if watching a movie, seeing my past sins and wrongdoings replayed.
我看到这些我就除了忏悔我就是痛哭流涕。
When I saw these scenes before me, apart from repenting, I...cried and I wept.
痛苦我自己的信仰的迷失。
I mourn for my lost spirituality.
痛苦自己所犯的错误，所犯的罪过。
I feel the pain for the wrongs that I committed.
痛苦我今天我家人的信仰在哪里。
I suffered for the question, where is my faith today?
当时我哭得很伤心。
And that time I wept very painfully.
我记得锦锦姐妹还问我，姐妹你今天好感动哦。
And there was a sister that asked me, "Sister, you seem very touched today."
到了下午，唱诗完之后。
In the afternoon after him singing.
我们在座位上祷告。
When we were praying on the pews.
当我祷告的时候，我自己。我不知道，我没有说，但是神会开启李龙姐妹，她坐在我旁边。
I didn't ask for it, and I didn't say anything, but God so predisposed for Sister Li Rong to sit next to me.
她会开她的耳朵，会听到我的祷告。
He opened his ears to listen to my prayer.
她说：“我向神求，神啊。
”And I asked of God, Dear Lord.
我上山了。
I have come to the mountain.
我上耶路撒冷山了。
I have come to the mountain of Jerusalem.
求你帮助我。
May you help me.
哎呀，当时我就他那第二天就他就跟我讲，他说你上山了。我说哎呀，然后到了，然后就是神借他的耳朵听到我祷告当中向神说的这些话之后，因为他当时跟我讲，他说就他第二天跟我讲，他说我听到你在跟神讲话。他说上耶路撒冷山的同时，他说哎呀，他赶紧。他说你还在跟神说了很多话。
And she told me, I heard you in your prayer say, I have come to the mountain of Jerusalem, and on prophet night you said many other things as you were praying.
他说哎呀，现在我要专心祷告，他赶紧回去祷告了，他又没听到我跟神说些什么了。
But then she said, well, I have to pray myself as well, so she didn't hear more of what I said during the prayer.
到了晚上大概就是晚祷会的时候，我又跪在前面祷告。
In the evening, during our evening prayer, I was kneeling here in the front praying.
当我祷告的时候，我呈现出来那个画面，就是因为我之前就是第一胎生个女儿，第二胎、第三胎，我因为我不知道我药物流产做了两个。
When I was praying, I thought about when I gave birth. First, I gave birth to a son, and the second and third time, I went through abortions twice.
那是我之前不知道。
This is something that I didn't know.
后来去教会听了他们说，这些圣经里面是十诫当中，你就是杀生。
And later on, when I went to church, I realized that this is the same as murder.
当我祷告浮出这一面的时候
，When in prayer, these images came to my mind.
我在神面前就我觉得是我们是罪人。
I felt that we are sinners.
我就哭得好伤心。
And I wept very bitterly.
当时祷告神就安慰我，就说，我记得就说一次，不知赦免赦免赦赦赦。
But in prayer, I don't know what happened or how it went exactly, but this thought came to me, you are ignorant.Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness.
之后就叫我悔改悔改。
And then there was the voice saying, "Repent, repent."
就说回来，耶稣爱你。
Come back, the Lord loves you.
就是还说了在等你等你等你。
And he
一直告诉我。
He's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting. The voice kept saying.
然后呢，要叫我要警醒祷告。
And then there was the voice telling me to continue praying and watching.
当我祷告的时候，我画面当中又有一幕，我就是因为我姐姐现在在纽约，但是她从来不去教会。
Another image appeared to me in a later prayer. It was my older sister who lives in New York, but she does not go to church.
有时候叫她去，她总是很多理由推掉了。
When I encourage her to go, she always declines with several excuses.
当我祷告痛苦的时候，我就这些画面，我就说我的家人现在在哪里？我神救恩在这里。我就跪在救恩的施恩前，我的恩典在哪里？我是罪人。
When I was praying, then it came to my mind several questions. Salvation is here, but where is my family? I am a sinner, and what will be of them?
就想到天国跟我有份吗
？And I thought to myself, do I really have a portion in the kingdom of God?
我所追求的神在哪里
？Where is the God who I am pursuing?
当我就除了祷告就是痛哭流涕。
So apart from praying, I was crying my eyes out.
然后神的灵就说，好像我姐想我姐画面那个时候，他就说一起回来，一起回来，赶快，赶快。
And in my prayer, then came the voice of God as well as an image saying to me, "Come back and do so swiftly."
那之后的第二天晚上祷告。
The second day during the evening prayer.
那我就想我所犯的罪不止这些，我很多的罪，十年当中我是迷失的羔羊。
I realized that this was not my only sins during the 10 years that I was a lost sheep.
我心里是这么想，神当时是想我孩子流产的个画面浮出来，就说不知色色色。
And in my heart, I felt that the same thing applied as I have seen before in my prayers, to ignorance, forgive, forgive, forgive.
但我心想，是不是就这个罪，神赦免我呢？
When I thought about this, I asked myself again, did God really truly forgive my sin?
我们所犯的罪那么多，神其他的罪有赦吗？
God forgive me, maybe that sin, but how about all the other sins that we commit?
我就一直又是迫切，因为我心中是这么想的。
So again, I prayed hardly because this is what was in my heart.
然后第二天祷告。
And the second day during the prayer,
圣灵就充满我。
The Holy Spirit filled me.
他就跟我讲。他说你的罪全赦了，全部赦了。
He said to me, your sins are all forgiven.
因为这些东西是我的一个心病。
Because this is a disease of the heart.
也是我这十年来一直与神亲近的一个阻碍。
It is also what impeded me from drawing closer to God during the last 10 years.
很多时候我就想，天国，你看按圣经里面，圣经里面你犯十戒犯什么戒，你都不能不圣洁就不能进神的国。
If we look at the Bible, it says that we commit the Ten Commandments or this sin or that sin, then we are forbidden from entering the kingdom of heaven.
天国那么崎岖，那么难，我能进吗？
If the way to heaven is so twisty and windy, can I really reach that destination?
也是在我心中这个就是阴影，在我这里一个心病。
It is like a shadow overcasting over the disease of my heart.
也是阻碍我与神亲近的机会。
It is also an obstacle for me to draw close to God.
但在祷告当中，
By doing prayer,
因为神的爱，
because of the love of God,
神的怜悯，
because of His mercy,
神一直在招呼我回来。
He continued to call me back home.
他说你第二次祷告，就说你赦免你的罪，所有的罪，全部的罪。都赦了。
And he told me once again, your sins, all your sins are not forgiven.
你赶快回来，赶快回来，耶稣爱你，在等你。
Come back swiftly, come back swiftly, for the Lord loves you and he is waiting for you.
警醒祷告，一直提醒着我。
Watch and pray, I was constantly reminded.
到了昨天，星期三应该晚祷的时候。
And yesterday, Wednesday, I think during the evening prayer.
当我祷告的时候，
When I was praying,
圣灵又很充满的告诉我
，The Holy Spirit filled me and He told me.
因为我一直觉得我们是罪人，在神面前真的是无地自容。
Because really I felt how sinful we were, how unworthy we were to be before Him.
还有我家人的信仰
，And this added to my family's faith.
还有我没有传福音给他们
，And also of my lack of preaching to them.
这十年当中总是在忙碌的铺。自己的事情。
During these last 10 years, I was only occupied with my own matters.
都没有为神做些什么。
And didn't do really anything for God.
当我第星期三晚上，大概晚祷的时候。
And now coming to yesterday Wednesday during the evening service.
神的圣灵就是又很那个这些很严厉的告诉我，他说赦免，赦免，全部赦了，都赦了。我一直又在想这些，我是罪人，能赦吗？我一直又在怀疑。
And during the evening prayer, the Holy Spirit filled me and very sternly said to me, forgiven, forgiven, it is forgiven. But I continue to ask in my heart, it is truly, really forgiven. But the Holy Spirit spoke so sternly. The word of the Lord is true.
他就说，一会儿我们普通话，我就记得，因为他跟我讲，全部都赦了，跟你讲过了，都赦了，跟你讲过了，一直这样跟我讲。
And I remember that he told me in Mandarin, I told you already, it is forgiven, I told you.
然后我看一下他那个，就是声音很大声那样子，一会儿又用我家福建话，福州话，就说福州话，都瞎了，都瞎了这种。
And this voice was very loud, and not only that, but afterwards, in my own hometown's language, in Fujianese, he told me,It is forgiven. It is all forgiven.
哎呀，我从中我想的，我自己哈，我说，哎呀，神，这下，因为我们是罪人。
And because we are indeed sinners before Him, I thought to myself.
神借着你姐妹的耳朵
，The Lord used Sister Lee and her ears.
跟她讲，通过她传达我上耶路撒冷山了。
And through her, I was made known that I had reached the mountain of Jerusalem.
但神就是很严厉地告诉我之后，就是跟我讲，就是说你要警醒祷告。
But and after his stern admonition, God told me, watch and pray.
神一直在鼓励我，你要回来，因为我爱你，神爱你，跟我说了好多遍。
The Lord continued to encourage me and tell me, I love you, return this many, many times.
真的，我在这里，真的，我从来没想过，我是个罪人，能得到主耶稣这么大恩大爱，这么赦免我。
And it is very true. Before coming here, I didn't think about it, but what a kind of sinners we are and what a kind of grace he has for us.
正如圣经里面撒迦利亚书里面说，
Just like the book of Zechariah in the Bible says,
你转向我，我就转向你。
Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I shall return to you.
也感谢神借着这几天传道们讲的非常好的道理。
Also, thank God for the wonderful word that the preachers have been sharing with us.
让我通过约拿书，让我通过约拿的故事，
through the book of Jonah and the story of Jonah,
我给自己一个安慰，应该神悦纳我了，神赦免我的罪了。
I comforted my heart saying, yes, the Lord forgave me. He indeed forgave me.
我就想尼尼微城都是尼尼微城动怒了神。
And I think about how Nineveh aroused God's wrath.
因为他们的真心悔改。
But because they were true and sincere repentance.
神不至于动怒。
And God's wrath was abated.
神将他们的灾难给收回。
And God recanted the calamities that He had in store for them.
也感谢神让我体验到神真真切切的存在。
Thank God truly for allowing me to experience His existence.
让我们在今后的信仰上树立根基。
May we be able to establish a firm foundation for our faith from now and onwards.
我的第三个见证是。
And this is my third testimony.
为我妈妈做的。
And this is said for my mother.
我妈妈她叫邱美金。
My mother's name is 邱美金。
她是住在大陆福建长乐教会的。
She lives in the 长乐 province of Fujian in mainland China.
那是2003年。
During that time, the year it was year 2003.
也是一个我们当地一个教会办圣餐。
During that time, our local church in Fujian had Holy Communion.
也是神的安排。
Also by the arrangement of God.
在这一天，我们都聚集，都因为平时我们都不在，都在别的城市工作。
Normally speaking, we don't work there. We work in other cities and other towns.
也是借着这个圣餐这个特别的日子。
And it is the Holy Communion, this very special day.
我们那天我跟我姐都回去了。
That brings us back and draws us together. And that opportunity, my sister and I went back home.
在那一天，
during that day,
我妈中午的时候突然就晕倒过去了。
My mother suddenly became unconscious about noon time.
我想如果换成另外一天的话，我都不知道后果会是什么样子的。
If that occurred any other day, I dare not imagine what would have happened to her.
我妈晕倒在。因为我们教会厕所是在外面，是在还要走一条街。
The restroom facilities in our church are not adjoined to the main building. There is some distance to walk.
我妈被人抬回来的。
My mom was carried back by a few brothers and sisters.
然后呢，当时呢，我妈就晕死过去，就痛，肚子痛。
So my mother first fainted, and then she had very severe stomach pains.
当时我们就叫了村，就是村上的那个医生先止痛，给止痛药吃。
So we called for the doctor in the village to first prescribe some pain medication.
到了中午，我们就把她送到镇医院去。
And come noon time, we sent her to a hospital.
当时医生诊断是胆结石。
The hospital diagnosed it as a kidney stones.
那我们当时就住院了。
And during that time, then she went to the hospital.
大概一两天时间。
For a period of about 1 or 2 days.
医生就给她吃那个就是打针、打点滴和那个就是喝米粥。
So the doctor prescribed her several things to eat and for her to go on a special diet as well as have an IV feeding.
这两天不但美好。而且到最后就是眼眶啊，眼睛睁不开的，要用这样撑起来，就像个死人一样，眼孔要撑起来了。
Not only she didn't get better with that treatment, but rather she became worse. Her eyes couldn't be open. They have to prop her eyes open. She looked like other person.
到第三天一大早。
the third day, early in the morning.
我爸就天还没亮，六点多就我们大概我爸走路到医院大概要半个小时时间。
And before sunrise, at 6 a.m., my dad said to walk to the hospital, a 30-minute walk.
就赶到医院，大概七八点就赶到福州大医院去了。
And at 7 or 8 a.m., she was sent to a bigger hospital in Fuzhou.
因为当时我们有一个亲戚在医院里面是主刀医生。
We have a family member who is the attending physician in the hospital.
那医生一看就说你妈。你住院手续做钱交了吗？当时我们根本就没有交钱。
And at that time, he said, "Did you already pay all the hospital fees?" At that time, we paid nothing yet.
也是神的感动，因为那个紧急关头，因为我那时候在把我外甥带回去，要安顿小孩子去读书，周六、周天嘛，周一他们要读书的。然后突然就是回去一大早，家里也没有那么多的现金，就带的钱根本就不够住院费。
So that morning, it was a very busy situation. I took my nephew to school. He was starting school that same week, and then we rushed to the hospital. We didn't have enough cash in hand.
当时在紧急关头，我姐姐就说交了，交了，交了。
But under this critical condition, my older sister said, "Yes, yes, we did pay."
那医生就说交了，赶紧，赶紧来进手动手就到那个手术房。
And the doctor said, "Okay, let's hurry into the operating room."
因为那个过程我不在，我还在马尾那边。我在途中我去赶钱过去。
I was not there yet. I was still rushing on my way to the hospital.
当我上去的时候，我妈还在里面手术已经好几个小时了。
When I finally arrived at the hospital, the surgery had already progressed into the hours.
我去的时候，我姐、我哥他跟我讲的，他们两个医生叫他们两个也穿上医生的衣服，也到病房里面，也到手术房里面去了。
During the surgery, the doctor requested that my older brother and my older sister come into the operating room itself.
但是那个手术就是肠子全部搬出来了。
And the situation was that my mother's intestines were all removed outside of her body.
医生说你是急性坏死胰腺炎，胰腺已经爆炸了。
And the doctor told me that some organ had already exploded.
胰腺就等于是硫酸已经爆炸了。
And that is to say it disintegrated.
爆到整个肚子。
And it spilled all over to the stomach.
然后这时候手术很困难，要把所有肚子里面的五脏六腑全部搬到外面去。
And the surgery was that complicated. All the organs needed to be removed.
里面要用那个东西去清洁里面的那个脓啊。
And there was a need to remove all the pus inside the body.
脓挤出来、清洁出来的时候有半桶了。
And after it was finally removed and squeezed out, it was half a bucket.
当时我姐跟我讲一下，我都不敢相信，我都吓了一跳，怎么会这样子
？My sister told me this. I was taken aback, I couldn't believe it.
然后医生说你这个手术很危险，先跟你讲，就是钱那时候早十几年前要花4-5万，还有医生不跟你保证，就说有15天都是危险期。
And the doctors explained clearly the situation to us. The costs were very high. They were 40,000-50,000, but and nothing was guaranteed.
但是我们就借着神的能力，就说医生，你帮我做，有任何的问题我们自己负责。
By the grace of God, we asked the doctor to do whatever he could, and the rest we would do by praying to our God.
也感谢神，在那个过程当中，我们弟兄姐妹很热心的地方，每天都有人去那个病房里面去祷告。
I thank God that many brothers and sisters came to visit and to pray in the hospital room.
借着祷告，我妈一天一天的好起来了。
And gradually, after our prayers, my mom began to see a positive change in her condition.
那时候在十五天当中，天天挂瓶。打点滴。
All 15 days, she was administered IV.
她一个人插了11根管。
And she had 11 catheters in her body.
非常危险的状态。
She was in critical condition.
天天都要输血液。
Every day, she had to have blood transfers.
当她在输血液的时候，她看到异象。
And during one of the blood transfers, she saw a vision.
她说，主耶，就是在输血的时候，她闭着眼睛，在她对面像溪那么大。河溪那种，溪水那个溪。
During the blood transfusion, what she saw was like a brook, such a big amount of water flowing.
朝着她这边一直的涌过来。
And coming to her, right to her face.
她就安慰我们，不用怕，不用怕。
And there was the comfort saying, "Do not fear, do not fear."
神会救我，神在看顾我。
Do not fear for me, for God is with me, and He will watch over me.
也感谢神，我的见证就到此结束。我感谢，愿一切荣耀恩惠存归于这个全知全能的神。
Thank God, may all blessing, honor, and glory and power be unto omnipotent and omniscient God.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen. We ask Brother David Chow to testify for us.
In the
name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢天父的引领。
Thanks to the guidance of our Heavenly Father.
透过教会的安排。
According to what the church has arranged,
使我能够得以站立在这里。
I have the opportunity to stand here before you.
我心里除了充满了感激。
Apart from my heart being filled with gratitude,
我更想要做见证。
I want to share this testimony above all.
因为神的恩典太大。
Because the grace of the Lord is too big.
不能不诉说。
I cannot remain with my mouth shut.
我是1985年来到美国。
I came to the United States in 1985.
我在台湾的时候是一个，算是一个外邦人。
When I was in Taiwan,
半个外邦人。
I was, you could say half a Gentile.
因为我太太是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I say this because my wife was a True Jesus Church member.
而且我太太是第三代的信徒。
And she was a third generation TJC member.
她的外祖母在中国大陆就是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
Her grandmother was already a True Jesus Church member in mainland China.
而且那个时候，杨传道就杨长老，他那个时候还去过中国大陆去跟他的外祖母还拜访过，访问过。
Elder Yang actually visited my grandmother when my grandmother when he went to China.
但是对我来说，当时我这世界太美好了，
But、
在台湾。
When I was in Taiwan, the world just seemed so wonderful.
我有一群吃喝的朋友。
I had a few friends who ate with me, drank with me.
我的工作也不错，在中华航空公司做事。我知道我们这边有一位中华航空公司的同龄。
And my work, I had quite a good job at China Airlines. We know people here who work for China Airlines.
在三十多年前，中华航空公司的待遇是比一般都好。
30 years ago, the salaries at China Airlines were better than at any other place.
所以一直有，就是有一些内在外在的因素使我没有办法能够完全的接受主耶稣。
Therefore, there were some external, some internal reasons for which I couldn't accept Jesus Christ.
虽然我知道有一位神在这个在这个宇宙中。
Although no, I knew that God existed in this universe.
所以1985年我从美国从台湾来到美国。
In 1985, I immigrated to the United States from Taiwan.
在有一点心不甘情不愿的状况下。
It was quite unwillingly that I did so.
我相信这也是都是神的带领。
But I believe that this was all God's arrangement.
1986年。
In 1986.
在1985年在1986年之间有一个 我太太一个就是妻子妹她一个好朋友在台湾的好朋友也来到美国。
Between 1985 and 1986, one of my wife's good friends moved to the United States.
那她来的时候，全家大小很多重担在她身上。
And when she came with all sorts of burdens, big and small.
她的先生也是在来美国之前肺癌过世。
Her husband has passed away from lung cancer before she moved to the United States.
她想离开那个伤心的地方来到美国，结果一来到美国，一头钻到旧金山。
And she thought to escape her current environment, current situation, and when she moved to another state, she settled in San Francisco.
大家都知道旧金山是，做生意是很不错了，但是居家不好，因为那边都很多人都讲广东话，而且学区也是没有，也是普通。然后他做生意又亏了$100,000，当时。
We all know that San Francisco is a suitable for business, but on the downside, people speak Cantonese. The school district is not that good, and at that time, he also his business went south, and he was indebted for the amount of $100,000.
但当时我们已经来美国有一两年了，所以我们都已经在美国圣何西定居了。
During that time, we had already settled in the United States, specifically in San Jose.
他不知道在哪里找到我们的电话。
I don't know how, but they found our phone number.
就有一天突然来了一个电话，我们接到了。
So all of a sudden, she called us, and we picked up the call.
他没有讲一两句就哭起来。
And before she could finish her second phrase, she burst into tears.
就是讲他那个时候怎么样来美国，为什么要来美国，那个遭遇。
She told us why she came to the United States and what had happened to her afterwards.
那我太太是很有热心的人，那时候妻子妹是，她是很爱朋友。
My wife was very loving, and she showed a lot of care for this friend. She was also very eloquent, good at comforting her.
她说没关系，没关系，来来来，你怎么找到？好好棒啊，是台湾来的，我们大家都是异地相逢啊。来来来，就安排她到这圣何西，圣何西啊，圣何西。
And
大家知道哈。
She said, "Oh, it is good that you call me. Thank God, we are Taiwan. We'll help each other. Let just come to San Jose. We'll take care of you."
学区好。
There are school good school districts.
住家好。
The residential
气候
areas are good. The weather is good.
工作也好找。
And it is easy to find.
在三十几年前，西谷，我们那边就是西谷。
30 years ago, that would have been called Silicon
Valley. 什么电子公司，这什么的电脑公司，随便就可以找到一个工作。
All the technology companies were there. It was easy to find a job in ITO or anything.
所以我们就帮安排，我太太就帮安排，很热心啊，帮他找公寓啊，租起来，然后我带他教他开车，因为我学机械的，开车对我来说，我是中航公司在做事，我飞机，我们是修飞机的。开个车算什么？所以开车，然后就马上就带他的小孩进到 Cupertino 的好学区。
Therefore, my wife did everything she could. Very zealous helper, find an apartment, find transportation. I also help with the transportation in Charles. I am in a mechanical repair department. So to me, giving her rides along is nothing.
所以全家大小很快的就安定下来。
So because of the help my wife provided, everyone in her family settled down very quickly.
有时候我还很嫉妒他。
Sometimes I really am envious of her.
我们来美国一年，结果等了那个房租，那个时候我们来的时候，还等了那个租那个公寓啊，等了一年才租到。
I think about how when we came to the United States, we waited for assigned housing for a year before we could get a place.
但他一来，因为我太太的关系，很热心，给那个房东说他多么多么可怜。我太太很会口才，很好。就马上就一来就住进去了。
But because of my wife's influence, she was able to talk to the landlord, telling her how pitiful she was, how she unfortunate she was. She was able to find a good place for her friend.
不仅如此，
not only that.
她马上，因为我太太很能干，不仅是口才好，真的很能干，不是现在你们看到的。
I tell you, my wife's not eloquent, but she's very good at a lot of things that you don't
know. 她经历过五种不同的职业。
She actually went through five different professions.
每一种职业都是做得很有成就。
And she was able to achieve a lot of things in all five of those professions.
她是学护士的。
She was a nurse by trade.
所以到了美国来，没办法，英文不好，所以就找工作加套路啊，对不对？就找到一个电子公司。
So in the United States, because she could not use her degree, she worked at an electronics
company. 大家都知道完全不同的。
And we know that these are two different worlds.
她进去居然做得很好。
But for some reason, she was able to do quite well there.
还做到 supervisor, 你相信吗？
She even became the supervisor, believe it or not.
因为她手很巧。
Because she is very
脑筋反应很快。
Handwork, and she is very a quick thinker.
所以马上的就介绍这位杨太太啊。就进到那个公司去了。
So, very quickly, she was able to introduce Miss Yang to into the her company.
也是凭着她我太太的口才气质美。
Also relying on her eloquence.
就这样子，日子就过下去了。那个杨太太全家大老小，她还带了一家七口人，就这样定下来了。
Sister Yang, along with her family of seven, was able to settle down in the United States.
那我太太是护士。
So my wife is a nurse.
她很鸡婆。
And she is she speaks too much sometimes.
鸡婆有两个方面，一方面也许是人家说不太好，一方面另外一方面是好的。但是对她来说，这个鸡婆是好的。
But to speak too much can be a good thing or a bad thing to her. View us as a good thing.
因为她常常对她的朋友、好朋友讲，或是同学，她说：“我们是富人家，我们要注意自己，有时候自己要警惕、警醒，就像我们基督徒要警醒，对吧？要警惕啊！有很多这个病痛，我们可以预先自己可以。”做 self test， 就是自己在检查。
And as a person working in the healthcare industry, she would warn everyone to be careful, to be tested, and to go get their metrics and so on and so forth.
比方说乳癌，大家都很清楚，尤其是妇女。
For example,
很多人现在很多。
Breast cancer, especially women know this.
他说，我们可以自我检查。
She says we can examine our own selves.
早期的那个乳癌，你如果是查到的话，拿掉。存活率非常高。
In early days, if you realize you had breast cancer, you have to remove the breast of the lump.
就是自摸，不是那个自摸，不是打麻将的自摸。
You had to examine yourself by touching your own breast.
他在台湾的时候，有一个他的好朋友，也是他们同校的同学，就是因为我太太这样鸡婆，他就自摸摸到了，割掉了，到现在还是活得好好的。
And like I said, my wife talks too much, and because of her talking and admonition, one of her friends also realized she had a lump on her breast, and it was removed. And nowadays she's alive and well.
在台湾的啊。
Yeah, she's in Taiwan.
啊，那个他就同样的鸡婆就跟这个杨太太讲，因为杨太太胖胖壮壮的，
and because
很多肉。
She likes to talk. She told us Miss Yang, who has a very well-built body.
照样跟她讲，那杨这杨太太，她的个性是跟我太太是不太一样，反应很慢，但是很会那个算钱，她是学商的。
Miss Yang is quite different from my wife. She's a little slow in her thinking, but she is very good at calculating. She studied finance.
而且有一点自我。
And she has she's a little self-centered.
Yeah. 她听着就算，这边进去，也许这边就出去。
So she heard it, and then it went through the other ear.
直到有一天。
All the way until a certain day.
都不知道过了多，大概也不长了，就是有一天她在洗澡。
One day, no long after, she was showering.
大家知道洗澡要这样，这样擦擦擦，这样
you know,
摸来摸去，是不是要打肥皂，对不对
？That when、when you shower, you have to you know put your hand here and there and get the soap on and off.
哎，她居然哼，摸到一个硬块。
And all of a sudden, there was a hard spot.
而且我太太说，那个癌症哈，跟普通的瘤啊。有瘤有癌有什么什么痣啊什么都不一样，癌是非常硬的钉扣扣。
My wife said that when you touch a lump that is cancer, you will know because it is hard, it's different from a mole or from any other.
而且你摸到以后啊，动不了它，很硬，就固定在那里。
And when you touch it, it is set in place, you cannot move it around.
那个就是很可能是癌。
And that is probably cancer.
啊，那他摸的就是那个东西。
So what she touched, it felt like that.
好，突然一下，哦，吓掉。吓到
All of a sudden, she was scared.
她才想到我太太当时讲的话。
And then she remembered the words that my wife told her.
她赶快，因为那时候我们安排她住在楼下，我们住楼上，我们都是住公寓了。
And at the time we live in one same building, she lived downstairs, we lived upstairs.
啪啪啪啪啪，就是跑到楼上来。
So then, running, she came up to our apartment.
梨花带泪，哭得梨花带泪。
And she was like crying like crazy.
好不容易安定下来。
And finally, she managed to settle down.
先生是癌症过世的。
Her husband passed away from cancer.
一个老妈妈七十几岁那个时候。
And now she was an old woman, 70 years old.
一个妹妹是小儿麻痹症，这样走路这样一摆一摆。
Now one of her younger sister suffered some sort of paraplegia.
两个小孩都很小那个时候。
And at that time she had two young kids.
还有一个弟弟也靠她，还在读大学，在美国到从台湾毕业到美国要继续攻读。
There was also a younger brother who was still studying and working during that time and relied on her.
她突然想到，如果我是癌症，那怎么办？如果我走了怎么办？这个家怎么办
？And then she thought to herself, "What happened if I have cancer? What will happen to my family if I am gone?"
这是我太太又发挥她的口才的功用了。
And now my wife's eloquence comes into play.
不要怕，不要怕，不要怕，不要怕。
She said, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid."
这是美国哎。
This is the United States.
最这个。发达科学发达医药发达的地方哎
This is the most scientifically and technologically advanced.
马上去检查，不要怕。
Just go for a diagnosis. Do not fear.
而且还介绍他到那个是旧金山有个东华医院，中国人的，就是东方的东华。
She introduced her to a certain hospital. It's actually a Chinese hospital in San Francisco.
因为他英文不好，那个是刚好是中国人的医院，所以就进去了，然后开始做检查啊，什么什么穿刺啊，什么什么。一大堆。
Because her English wasn't good, it was an ideal opportunity for her to go to English-speaking physicians, and there she had many tests and diagnoses.
哦，我要加快了，因为我还要做另外一个见证，我不想你们 miss 掉那个见证。
I need to hurry up because I have actually a second testimony.
这我知道，哎呀，所以我要快一点啊。那个后来那中间就不讲了，然后他。七搞八搞，来回从圣何塞到旧金山，差不多开车要将近一个小时。
So we jump forward in order to go from San Francisco to LA. It takes an hour.
医生确定说他是癌症。
So to San Jose, it's an hour, and the doctor yes said it was cancer.
好，那个时候我还没有去教会，我还没有完全的信主。
At that time, I wasn't actually a complete believer. I didn't go to church.
我太太后来找到真耶稣教会，在太平洋教会 Pacific。
Lester later found a church in Pacifica.
哦，就开始聚会。
And then we started going to service.
那时候我们有一位弟兄在座的刘松山弟兄，刘弟兄，我对他印象很深。
There was a brother, Samuel Liu, who is here with us. I remember him.
当我太太打电话到教会的时候，他们就派这个刘弟兄来接我们，接他跟我的儿子去做家庭聚会。那个时候刚开始。
When my wife called the church, they so arranged for Brother Liu to pick up my son and my wife in order to go to a family service.
我还是没有去。
But I did not go.
我就在家里。
I was at home.
那后来，最后一次要做一个最后一个决定，就是说，医生最后一个重点的报告出来了以后，就这个杨太太就决定说要全切除，或者是，如果说是发现就要全切除，全部拿掉。说最后一个报告，我那天我记得很清楚，我说。好， 我那时候也在上班嘛，都在打工嘛，对，我说好，那天我请假，我开着车子带你，因为他弟弟在上学，两个 小孩也在上学，妹妹是小儿麻痹症，妈妈根本不可能开车，我说我送你，就到那个医院去了。
The doctor gave his final report and said if this is cancer and it's confirmed to be cancer, the entire breast needs to be removed. I remember that time because my wife didn't have time. I was the one who would drive her.
我记得很清楚，就是那个时候默默无语，就是很沉默，到了医院，然后就挂号，然后就等待医生来看报告，坐在那边。
I remember that the atmosphere was quite somber. That time, nobody spoke much. We went through the checking procedures and then looked at the doctor's report.
那个医生是差不多有十几年的那个外科手术的经验。
This doctor had already 10 years of experience in this area.
结果他把那个报告拿出来以后，就准备要宣布宣判了啊，就我们就进，他就进去了。
So after he gathered all his tests and his reports, he was ready to give us what was the final advice.
医生最后看那个最后的报告，就是经过那个 laboratory， 就是那个化验室最后的报告，说他看到他有点发呆了，他说这是怎么回事？我行医十几年没有碰过这种事情。
The doctor looked at the report coming from the lab and he was absolutely astonished. He said, "In 10 years of practice, I have never seen this."
他说。那个原来本来是一个瘤的一个癌。
He said, "We are sure that was a cancerous tumor."
东西在那里，没有错，是有一个东西在那里。
It was there. We know it for a fact.
但是那个突然转变了。
But all of a sudden,
变化。
It changed.
变成一个焦炭 charcoal.
It became charcoal.
大家有没有听过这种事情
？Have you ever heard such a thing?
变成脆化、钙化。
It became a calcified lump.
所以没有关系了。
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
就把那个东西拿出来就好了。
You just need to remove it, and that.
再缝回去。
And then just sew it back.
根本不必什么切除，什么 chemo， 什么都没有了，不需要。
No chemo, no mastectomy, no anything needed.
应该是很高兴的，对不对？应该是很感谢啊。
There should be a joyous moment to give thanks and praise God.
这个杨太太是天主教徒，我们在台湾。
This Miss Yang in Taiwan used to be a Catholic.
但是她很少去教会。
But she never went to church.
那我虽然没有信主。哦，我漏掉一个重点。从那以后，我太太知道她有这个病的时候，我太太有一天跟我说，她说赵芳英啊，她说我们现在虽然你也没有信主，你愿不愿意我们一家三口，我跟我太太还我只有一个儿子，我们一家三口，我们从今天开始，从那天知道以后，为她祷告。
I forgot to mention that before, when this Miss Yang was diagnosed with cancer, my wife told me, "I know that you don't believe, but can I ask you please to pray with me and our son for her?"
我说没问题啊，我说虽然我还没信主，但是这个爱心还是有一点的。
I said, "Yes, no problem. Although I'm not a believer, I still have a loving heart."
所以从那时候我们就开始给他祷。我心里很清楚，我那时候心里就很感动，我的祷告居然神，我这个还没有信神的人，我这不配的人，在台湾是吃喝玩乐的人，居然神也垂听了，这是一个不可能的事情发生在我面前。
When we saw,
我那个时候心里这样想。
What the doctor said, what happened to the tumor, I was so shocked and so touched that I, an unbeliever, prayed, and this is what happened. I who just eats and drinks and has fun and does nothing for God.
好，我要把这个故事要结束，不然我第二个没办法讲。好，那那个我们就他当然很高兴啊，但是他又埋怨，他埋怨，你知道他埋怨什么吗？等我讲完，他说，你这个医生，这什么医生嘛？一下说有，那是检验的时候有一段时间说好像不太清楚，那时候一下有，一下又没有，一下又有，一下又没有，他搞得我七荤八素的。然后呢，他就是还有一点那种味道了啊。
So, she then said, she was grateful, but she also complained, saying, "What kind of doctor are you? You made me go through all these feelings, the six and the sevens, and this doesn't work for me."
后来我因为是我开的车嘛，我开车技术是神给我的恩赐了，一流的。我从这个三号线到这边来，大概六个小时就到了，通常要七个小时，我六个小时就到了。我这次也是开车来的，好，那我就飞车回去。我记得那个时候走弯弯，飞车回去没多久就到了，因为我想把这个好消息告诉他们的家人跟妻子们。
So, I drove my car. I'm expert. I'll tell you from where we were going to where we're going to, and I took an hour less than it took.
好，一到的时候。他就在楼下冲到他的房间，告诉这个好消息给他的家人。我就冲上楼，我是二楼嘛，我一面冲一面叫，我说 哎，老婆老婆，妻子妹妻子妹出来了。我说我看见一个神迹，我相信了。一面走一面跑一面讲，就是喊出来，我说我相信。
So we went back to our apartment building and rushed upstairs because we left upstairs and told my wife, you don't know what happened. You know what happened to Miss Yang. I see a miracle and now I believe.
真是神打开我们的眼睛，属肉的眼睛。
This is how God opened our physical eyes.
这是我信主的一个经过，这是第一个见证。
This is the first thing that led me to believe.
从1986年，对不对？我1985年来美国，1986年的秋天。Oh, please. 你要给我多一点，因为刚才他多待了一点时间。Give me some credit, okay? Please,
I request
这是班主
任 more time,
我要求他了。
Because the previous one took some of my time.
因为我第二个也很精彩。
Kindly ask the pastor to allow me some more time.
Okay, 好
five more minutes.
好，那就这样。1986年的十月份，在 Pacifica.
In October of 1986 in Pacifica.
在寒冷的海边哦，不是湖边，不是河边，海边哦。
Next to the sea, nor a lake or a river.
浪很大，我跟我的儿子受洗。
There were big waves, and my son and I were baptized.
在受洗之前，我跟我的儿子都获得神的恩典圣灵。
And before we were baptized, my son and I received this wonderful grace, which is the Holy Spirit.
主恩浩大呀，主恩浩大！现在想到真是很惭愧。
Magnificent and great is the grace of God. I'm ashamed to be able to enjoy such grace.
好，现在我要到第二个了。
Now it's the second testimony.
五分钟，现在开始五分钟。
5 minute countdown, please.
2002年。
2012。
大家算一下几年了。
How many years
ago? 随着数学好的13年，十四，快十四了。今天马上2016了嘛？的一月还是二月？对不起，我忘记了。我现在也有一点老人痴呆了。
It was in January.
反正是那个是三月。
It was actually March.
那个时候我们教会圣何西叫熊何西的教会还在第五街日本城，那个时候不是现在的 Mio Peters。
During that time,
你也要快一点了，不然你浪费我的时间了。
During that time, our church in San Jose was in the Japanese town in Fifth Avenue. You know, in Mio Peters like now.
那我们那个是圣何西教会是每三个月有一次领圣餐。
During that time, we had Holy Communion every 3 months.
那次的外地的一个长老一个传道，就像赵传道从外地来，从台湾来。那时候外地来一个传道是谁？你们大家猜猜看。现在熊和谁的教会的
？Coming from another place, just like the Gonchao is here. Guess who it was?
周俊宏，我们节省时间，不要你们猜了。周俊宏传道。
It was preacher 周俊宏 I save you the trouble of guessing.
他那时候从台湾差派过来，带先到东部。东部还又砰一下差派又到西部来，就参加我们那个领圣餐，刚好带领他带领。
She was sent from Taiwan first to the East Coast, then to the West Coast, and he was leading Holy Communion that time.
那是妻子妹生龙活虎啊，非常 active。
你太太，
哎，我太太。
My wife at that time was very active.
那她在教会，她做很多圣工。
She was
不是我讲的，神知道。
It's not me saying, God really knows.
她带着我的媳妇。
She and my mother-in-law.
在厨房做圣餐。做饼葡萄汁
daughter-in-law、嗯、
daughter
媳妇哦媳妇
媳妇你中文要加强啊那个哦 OK 那我在主会堂就像这个主会堂那个时候您圣餐不是要唱诗祷告吗
I myself was in the chapel we know that during Holy Communion we have to pray and we have to sing
就拿个赞美诗大家一起唱诗
so with a handbook I was singing like everyone else
没有唱几句啊
and after just a few phrases
我就没有声音了。
I collapsed. I had no sound.
只有几秒钟的时间，大概一两秒钟的时间。
Probably for one or two seconds.
我现在记忆犹新。
And now I remember.
就是突然一下，整个人眼冒金星。我真的，人家以前说小说里面说，说眼冒金星，我真的看到很多星星了，亮亮。
All of a sudden, I saw stars. I saw something that I didn't see before.
全身冒冷汗，很多汗都跑出来。站在那边怎么会冒冷汗？又没有动。
I broke into a cold sweat. How can that be possible? I wasn't moving at all.
然后一股凉气从脚上来，凉气。
There was a chill coming up from.
到这边，嘣就不见了。我整个脸眼睛一片漆黑，耳朵也听不见，眼睛也看不到，倒下去了。
All the way until my chest, and I couldn't see anything. I couldn't hear anything. I fell.
大概一两秒钟时间，我算很快。
I counted was just one.
以后的事情都是别人告诉我的。
And what happened after was people told me.
那时候周俊宏传道，周传道在领会，还在台上。
At the time, Preacher 周俊宏 was leading the service. He was in the.
我旁边的人不是他，当然不是你了，是那个周硕军。那个时候还是周弟兄，现在是周执事。
And at that time, Brother Zhou Shoujun was with me, who now is Deacon Zhou
Shoujun.
He was next to me.
他是想, 哎, 是不是赵弟兄, 是不是打瞌睡了?
And he said, hey, is this Brother David sleeping? He's just lying on me. So he tried to wake me up.
没有用。
It didn't work.
他一开始我就倒下去了,倒得整个,我们也是这种长椅子就倒下去了。
Hey, we were in this long pew, so I just fell on it.
他一看不对,我整个脸色都是那种... 死人脸这样子。
And he saw that something was wrong. I looked like a person.
他就赶快叫我儿子，我儿子也来，也在。
So then he quickly called my son. He had.
就他就跟我儿子这样抬死人一样。我那个时候他说抬的时候，我整个人僵硬，跟死人一样，抬出去，抬到那个休息房。
So my son and him carried me out. I was stiff like a dead body into one of the rooms to rest.
然后就放到那个 couch， 有一个沙发椅，三人的沙发椅，我就躺下了。
And then they put me on a couch, and there I lay.
从那个倒下去的时候，都是别人给我讲。因为我不知道。
All of this that I tell you is a second account. I don't know what happened.
好，只有几个人，因为这边还在领圣餐，还没有停止，没有说因为我倒下去为我祷告，还没那个时候还没有。那边就几个人，我太太啊，马上就要我太太从厨房叫过来，我的媳妇、我儿子、周弟兄啊、周硕军啊。 就跪下祷告,
Holy Communion was still being held. No one knew about it. No one's prayed for it. Just my wife was called over, my daughter-in-law was called over, and we all prayed there.
迫切祷告,
we prayed earnestly.
祷告了大概十几分钟,
and after 10 minutes of prayer,
越来越不对了, 越来越糟糕,
the situation worsened.
气色变成好像黑黑的, 死人脸, 这是死, 据周记他们讲说，我的呼吸跟脉搏都差不多都没有。
And they told me that I was losing my pulse, my breath.
生死之间呐。
I was borderline.
那时候周周周弟兄马上就到讲台上，这样子跟周弟兄传道说，能不能请你停止聚会，大家一起跪下来为赵弟兄祷告。
Brother Zhou Shoujun went to the pastor and whispered here, "Can you stop service? We need to pray for Brother David."
好，结果周当然这个是生死关头，宣布停止。 赵弟兄现在很危急，大家一起跪下来祷告，那时候差不多有七十几个人。那时候有七十几个，周传道就从那边旁边一个门就进到休息室。周传道就奉耶稣基督圣名，一到的时候就奉耶稣基督圣名按手在我头上。
I know.
他也要来听我。
So Preacher Zhou stopped the service and said, "Everyone, this is a matter of life or death. Let us pray for Brother David." And he rushed to the room beside where I was and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ."
他头刚按到我头上，那手。
When he laid his hands on my head,
我就慢慢醒过来了。
I gradually awoke.
我好像就从很遥远的地方，从一个黑暗的地方慢慢又看到光。
I saw light from my place from afar.
然后我又慢慢的耳朵又听到一点声音，外面很多人在讲话。
And gradually, sound returned to my ears, and I was able to hear several voices speaking.
然后我就自己坐起来了。
And I sat up myself.
就换句话说，就是正常了。
In other words, I became normal.
他们别人看我说我的气色原来不是死人脸，慢慢又变正常的正常颜色。
And people told me that I look like a dead person, but suddenly I gained back.
就在我还没有起来的时候，有人已经打了911了。
And before I was able to get up, people already called 911.
所以当我起来的时候，一下子911很快啊，啪啪就来了几个彪形大汉，提了一些仪器。
911 was very fast. This large, big paramedics came in with their equipment.
就给我查啊查啊搞啊量啊什么搞，搞了半天查不到原因。
Started measuring, taking the pulse, all sort of things, but they weren't able to find what was wrong.
他们要带我去医院。
But they wanted to take me to.
但是我那个时候脑筋，第一件事情我就想到，今天是领圣餐。
But the first thing I thought, today is Holy Communion.
我刚刚是死过去了，现在我又活过来了。
Now I'm alive.
都是神的恩典。
It is all the grace of God.
我要领这个圣餐。
I need to take the Holy Communion.
对我太重要。This
is too important for me.
我就跟他们讲说，对不起，我说要去医院的话，我自己去。
And I told them, yes, if you want to go to the hospital, I go on my own.
他们不勉强，他说好，那写一个切结书，还签了名。
They didn't force me to, but they made me sign a waiver.
一大群人就跑了，走了。
A whole troop just went.
就这样子，经过三天。
And after 3 days,
我还没有去医院呢,
I did not go to the hospital.
就第三天的晚上, 在我们家, 在自己的家,
at the third day in our own house in the evening.
就要睡觉的时候, 突然一下, 诶, 奇怪, 又好像又来了。
When we were about to sleep, suddenly I felt that same feeling come back.
但是没有像那次那么严重, 啪倒下去, 就是我赶快坐到马桶上, 那是在厕所。 坐到马桶上，我就自己先祷告，我马上就叫我太太、我小孩，大家又起来跪着祷告，过了差不多几分钟就好了，那是比较快。
At the time I was in the restroom, so I sat down on the toilet in order to faint, and I was praying also with my family, and in a few minutes I was well again.
妻子妹，我太太就说：“不行，你这样子成瘾就你自己要做你该做的事情，明天就现在就去医院。”我说：“现在已经十点多、十一点了。”我说：“我答应你，明天一大早我就去医院，好不好？”
My wife said, "No, you need to go to hospital. This cannot be." But it's 10, 11 already. And I said, "I promise, I go tomorrow morning."
我要开始这个浓缩了哈。那这个就第二天就去医院。
So the second day I went to the hospital.
先去家庭医生。
At first I went to the family physician.
家庭医生搞了半天找不出来。你身体很好，你平常身体都很好，从来连个感冒都没有，怎么会有什么病？没有了，但是他发现有一点那个心电图有一点奇怪。
他不是心脏科医生嘛，
他就介绍我到一个心脏科医生去做进一步的检查。
There's nothing wrong in your medical history, but there's something wrong with your EKG, so he sent me to the cardiologist.
所以他马上打个电话给那个心脏科医生 Stanford Hospital. 大家知道 Stanford 是很有名的，一个心脏科内科医生。
Cardiologist in Stanford Hospital, very famous hospital.
而且当天的下午就去了，所以都是神的恩典。现在想起来都是神，哪里有这么要挂号要等嘛？这么上午在看家庭医生，下午就带我就去了心脏医，结果心脏科医生 Stanford 那个医生姓赵，也是姓赵啊，我们赵家有三个，然后就做那个检查，他的仪器就很多了，什么超音波什么，好，结果你知道，很快他就检查出来，你知道你们大家猜猜看我得的是什么病
？So you know that takes a long time to get a referral in a hospital.
心脏的。
But we were all able to go to this doctor in the morning.
你们如果猜到的话，我可以请你们吃十次饭。
If you guess what's the diagnosis, I invite you to 10 meals.
没有人猜得到，连医生都猜不到。
No one can think.
我问那些很多医生，医生都不知道我得的心脏病是什么病。
Not even the doctor can say what sort of heart.
好，我现在不能再猜谜了。我得的心脏病，他说是 Bergada syndrome， 有没有听过？
No time for guesses. It's the Bergada syndrome. No.
什么叫 Bergada？ Bergada 是一个欧洲很有名的一个心脏科医生兄弟两个。Bergada.
What is Bergada? They are two brothers.
欧洲
in Europe.
他们发现这个病。
They discovered this disease.
Syndrome 就是一种病症。
The syndrome.
中文叫猝死症，猝死 sudden death。
It is a sudden death syndrome.
没有征兆的。
And there are no signs of it before it occurs.
说倒下就是倒下去。
It is the name implies sudden death. You fall down and die.
就像我那天在教会的突然就倒就发作就倒下去。
What happened at church? I just fell. 结
果这个赵医生他发现这个病很少。他说十万个人里面才有一个。
Realized there was a rare disease. It's only one in 10,000.
通常他得这个病的人就死掉了，就活不过来
了。
但是我活过来，我今天还能站在这里。
And today I'm here standing
before you. 好，那个他就赶快接，他说不行，我还不够。
So he said, "No, this is not enough."
他说我要介绍我 Stanford 的那个我的学生，他们是外科，心脏外科。
I need to refer you to one of my students at Stanford.
做更一步的检查。
So that we can conduct further trials and
要做心导管检查。
We need
要做手术。
We need to do actually surgery to see what's happening.
就他很快挂一个号，四天就去了。
So we able to get a date 4 days later.
打了麻药。
And I was
我就躺下
Asia, and then I lay down.
剩下就是他们在做
and the rest they did.
还有好多人在来参观呢
Thank God many people
他的学生很多都是实习生呢说你们有没有看过这种病例
Where in the residents is saying,
没有来参观来学习把我当那个一个
很 see, they,
奇怪的动物
They treat me as some weird animal to
experiment 好要笑快一点啊
If you want to laugh
那个后来查再 reconfirm 就是再确定，我真的是得到这个 Bergada syndrome， 真的是。
Later on, they
没有错。
Confirm, yes, I had contracted the Bergada syndrome.
好，现在开始怎么办呢
？So what to do?
为什么发生的？这个病到目前为止，什么原因发生的？不知道。
Why I had this syndrome? No one knows.
有没有药？没有。
Is there any cure? No.
什么时候再发作？不知道。
When is the next time we re-inside? No one knows.
那就是随时都会发作。
So that means that it can happen at any time.
好，那只有一个方法，也不是方法了，就是给我装那个机器。
There is only one way is to put this machine in me.
现在还在这。
Yeah, which you can see right here.
这叫 defibrillator. 如果有学医的话 ，defibrillator 不是 pacemaker。
It's a portable defibrillator. It's not a pacemaker.
它有 pacemaker 的作用，但是它也有放电的作用。
It has a function of pacemaker, but also the
就是万一哪一天我突然倒下去，在 somewhere 它会放电。
So somewhere sometime I have to collapse.
很强的电。
It will exert a voltage, a very high voltage.
把我的心脏再打起来。
In order
打醒。
To revive the heart again.
但是从那以后十年，十年哈。
After that, in the 10 years.
我没有被打过。
This defibrillator hasn't been activated.
聪明的你们想想看，这是什么原因
？And you are very smart. Tell me why.
对了，神已经医治我了。
Yes, because God has.
我根本用，说实在，我这个是白装的啦。
I have it here, but it is just.
没落用了。
It doesn't.
你知道这个东西小小的多少钱吗
？Do you know how much this little thing costs?
十年前4万多美金呢。
It costs.
不是台币，不是日币。
$1,000. 10 years ago.
但是我没有用过。
But I never used it.
但是四年前。
But 4 years ago.
也就是说2011年1月11号我记得很清楚这一天。
That is to say January the 4th in 2011.
突然这个机器发动了。
All of a sudden, this device started activating itself.
我在家里，那个时候我在家里，那个时候，我看退休了，已经退休，刚退休。
I was at home. I was just retired.
妻子们已经生病了。
My wife, was already sick by then.
因为我常常做饭给她吃，有的时候我说，哎，换换口味去买便当了，我就去买便当，买完回来了。
I cook for her all the time, so I said, and this time I'm going to buy takeout.
我说我去厕所洗个手哈，我们来吃便当哈。
So I said, well, let's wash our hands, let's eat.
哎，我正在厕所洗完手，突然一下，嘣！哎，我说怎么回事啊？因为我从十年都从来没有不知道什么叫被踢过，他们有的时候踢，有的时候是打，有的时候什么放电，我不知道。哎，动一下，过一下，过几秒钟，嘣一下，嘣，连续了好几次。我还笨笨的，我说是不是手机爆炸了？你手机会爆炸，对不对？我拿起来看，手机好的。
As I was washing my hands, I heard this bang and this kick, as I call it, this punch. I don't know what
越来越厉害
didn't work. And I thought it was my cell phone. This kick.
你们要不要试试看那个放电的滋味
？Do you wanna feel how?
而且它的电不是110的，它比那个110还要强。110没有用了，没了用了。
It is not 112 volts. Alternate current. That is nothing.
那是高压电。
It is high voltage.
一打我整个人就一直打得我很难过，真的很，我就开始叫。
When it strikes, it is such a pain.
开始祷告。
I started praying.
我知道只有神可以再救我。
I know that only God could have saved me.
因为我没有办法，它是在皮肤里面。
Because it is inside the skin.
我不可能用个开关关掉，我没有办法。
There is no on-off switch that I can use to turn it.
在我皮肤里面。
It is under the skin.
我就祷告跪下，我叫我哭啊，又实在很痛。一打我想走到客厅去跟妻子们，我赶快叫我妻子们跟我祷告，帮我祷告。
I wanted to yell to my wife, "Help me! I need prayer. Let's pray together."
她已经在轮椅上，她不能帮我做什么。
She was in a wheelchair. She couldn't do anything for
me. 哎呀，我心想怎么办啊
？So I thought, "What can I do?"
我只有求神，我一直哭喊着神啊，神啊，赦免我。
I pleaded to God and I cried to God, saying, "Dear Lord, forgive me."
再次拯救我。
Save me again.
我说我如果我倒下去，妻子妹怎么办
？And I said, "If I." Fall and I die. What will happen to my wife?
这个家里只有我跟他。
It is just two. Us two living here.
邻居是大家都不来往的。
And we don't know the neighbors, or we don't interact with them.
我一直哭喊，一路就是打出去。我一直爬在地上，几乎在爬了，爬到客厅去。
So with a few little beating on my heart,
我那时候已经被打昏了，已经被打昏了。
At that time,
我身上就一个手机，我可以拨911，对不对
？I have a phone with me.
我忘了
call 911, but I
我还记得抓那个墙上那个家庭的电话在墙上。
I wanted to get the landline to call 911.
但第一次我抓的时候，突然又打，把我整个人都打下去，电话也掉到地上。
But when I got the phone, the phone kicked me again, and I fell.
真的是可以拍一个电影。
And this is quite a movie, isn't it?
好不容易抓到电话拨一个911，我还没有讲话。
I didn't talk yet, but I was able to talk to call 911.
差不多不到两分钟。
And within 2 minutes,
外面有人在咚咚咚咚敲门。
There were people banging on the door.
因为我们家门铃也坏了。
Because our bell is broken, actually.
哇，也是连滚带爬爬到外面 ，garage 门一打开。一个警察站在外面。
I was able to crawl to the door and to open it, and there was a policeman standing outside.
他说什么事情
？He said, "What is going on?"
当时他不打的时候，我是跟正常人一样，我心脏没有问题，是机器坏了，那机器 pike 啊。
What happened is that the fibrillator was broken. Otherwise,
不是我的问题，是机器的问题啊。
It was not my problem, my heart. It was the fibrillator that was broken.
哎呦，后来我就跟警察说，我说我这机器有问题，我说我有心脏病，他们帮我装这个机器。
Police officer, I have a heart disease. This thing is
正讲着讲着，嘣一下又打了。
And I was speaking,
我就在警察面前倒下去了。
I fell down in front of the police.
这怎么回事？这个人怎么会这样子？
Something with this person.
他根本搞不清楚我是什么。
那我就
他就说哦，不行，他赶快电话，警察有这电话，有那个 beeper， 又叫了一个警察车来了。然后又帮我叫了那个救护车。
So he called another police car, which in turn called an ambulance.
好快啊！美国这些地方很好，五六分钟救护车就来了。
United States Emergency Service.
又来一部警察车。
And came, then came another police car.
因为我当初还我刚开始我还跟他讲，我说我家里只有我这太太，我太太需要人照顾哦。
At that time, I told him.
儿子不跟我们没有跟我们住在一起。
Because our son doesn't live with us.
他说没问题，这个警察留在这里。
He said no problem. The police officer stay behind with my wife.
你就坐救护车去。
好，
一路坐救护车，一路在救护车上还继续打。
So in the ambulance, the defibrillator kept kicking me.
打到我会叫啊，我会叫，我一直祷告，一直叫。我说神啊，神啊，怜悯我，赦免我。
Yelling and praying, asking for forgiveness.
他们把我绑起来。
And they tied me up.
还给我打那个镇静剂，希望没有用。好，中了就 送到那个 El Camino Hospital， 我们那边有个 El Camino， 马上送到急诊室。急诊室没有心脏科医生了，哪有心脏科医生呢
？They sent me to the emergency room, but you know there are no cardiologists there.
结果还去打电话去 求了一个心脏科医生来。
So they called for a cardiologist to come.
心脏科医生呢还问我说：“你这个机是什么牌子
？”The cardiologist says, "What brand is your?"
因为不同的牌子要用不同的电脑来关掉。
Because different brands have different shutdown procedures.
我的脑筋很清楚。
And I was very clear.
我心脏没有问题，我脑筋还很清楚。我就告诉他我这个机器是什么牌子。
My head is okay, so I told him it is.
他就把那个同样的牌子 same model 拿过来，用那个 scanner 放上去，吭，然后吭关掉了。
So they brought the same model, and with the scanner, they were able to turn it off.
感谢主，感谢主。
Thank God.
我才痛苦就没有了。
And this is how my pain was eliminated.
所以我到现在四年了，又是四年了。
So now it has been 4 years since that.
马上是五年了。
Almost 5 year anniversary.
所以我经过这些事情。
So after experiencing these things,
我真是想神的真是爱我，真的爱我。
I truly feel like God loves me.
我不敢说我多好。
I dare not say how good I am.
我还有很多缺点。
I have many defects.
但是我想到有的时候我有负面的想法，我说为什么我们遭遇到这七姊妹后来又得到这个失智症
？I sometimes have negative thoughts and say why we encounter these things. My wife left.
但就像传道们给我们的信息
，But just like the preacher shared with us,
神给他们的这个借着他们的口给我们信息，就是说患难是与我们有益的。
The preacher shared with us that tribulation and trials are good for us.
患难改变了我很多的坏习惯
，Tribulation changed our bad habits.
我的脾气。
My bad temper,
我的懒惰
my laziness,
我现在什么都可以做
and now I can do anything.
还可以炒一桌好吃的菜
I
要不下次到圣何塞来我炒给你
I'll show it to you when
我不做谁做
If I do it, who's gonna do it?
没有人帮我做
Nobody will do it for me
yeah, 好 所以我的见证就到此
This concludes my testimony.
那我非常非常的感谢神的恩典
I truly thank the Lord for his grace
一切的作为都是出于神
Because every goodness comes from God
摩西保罗他们都是经过40年、80年，保罗也在旷野3年。为什么
？Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness, and 40 years after that, and then Paul spent 3 years.
因为神爱他们
，because God loves them.
神要用他们
，God wants to utilize them.
所以我还是要用我的口
，therefore I will use my
用我的见证
，I will use my testimony.
用我的吉他
，I use my guitar.
来带领人、吸引人来。来到主面前
to lead people to the presence of God.
神的名得到荣耀
so the name of God
使神的名得到高举
so his name can be elevated.
我们是不算什么
and we are nothing.
我们只有求神的怜悯
we can only plead for the mercy of God.
继续的奋斗下去
and continue to battle.
这个戏还没有唱完
but this musical is not over.
我不知道以后会怎么样
I don't know what will happen later on.
但是我只要每天过得很神与我同在我就很感动
but as long as God is with me every single day I'm touched.
谢谢大家谢谢这个，尤其是我要谢谢这个神给我这次的来的这个，因为我来之前还有一些犹豫，我是冈山最后一班列车，我晚报名，结果居然这边的植物会的人，还有这边的弟兄姐妹对我们的照顾。
Thank you, everyone. Especially thank you, God, for allowing me to come into TSI. I stand up very late.
这些都是我没有想到的。
These are all things that I didn't think.
我那些来之前的犹豫，那些怀疑，或者是那个忧虑。完全都没有。
Those doubts, those questions, those words that I had before are now gone.
我在这边又就像以前我神学生的时候，在地如天。
It was like I felt before. It is heaven on earth.
再次尝到神的恩典，好，谢谢。
Once again, I experienced the grace of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们应该3:35上课。
We're supposed to start our afternoon class at 3:35.
赵传道在吗？
Is Bishop Zhao here?
可以休息10分钟啊，可以啊。
A minute break, is that okay?
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息10分钟，
take a 10 minute break.